در پاپر زنگ میشنه که ما مکانی بخش یادو باعث ملاقات بخش یادو. Somebody who's being mechanic ashes from the pyre of Duma by putting it into spring water with one hand, and at the same time that he's being mechanic day for the pyre of Duma with one hand, he's doing some kind of malacha, some kind of activity with the other hand. Im lo pasul v'im la'acher kosher. If the spring water is his, if the spring water that's being used for the kiddush was filled up by himself, in such a case, the water becomes invalid as pasul. But if the spring water is somebody else's spring water, somebody else filled it up and asked him to be mekadesh the water, in such a case, the water would be kosher. And since the din is that if you do a malacha in between the time you filled up the water and the time the ashes were put into the water, that malacha would puzzle the water. You can't do any malacha in between filling up the water and putting the ashes into the water. So therefore, when he does a malacha at the same time that he's doing the kiddush, that malacha would puzzle up the water. As even though he's doing it at the same time, so the malacha isn't technically being done in between the milui of the mayim and the putting the ashes into the water, he's doing the malacha at the same time as putting the ashes in the water, even so the malacha would passel the water. And the Rambam explained, because the hishtavlus, the effort to do the malacha, certainly started before the ashes fell into the water, and it takes a little bit of hishtavlus, a little bit of effort to do the malacha before the actual malacha is done, and that effort was done before the ashes fell into the water, so therefore it's as if the malacha was done in between the filling up of the water and the falling of the ashes into the water. But that's only if the water is his. But if the water is somebody else's, the malacha that he does to somebody else's water does not invalidate the other person's water, and the water would be kosher for the kiddush. Hamikadesh lo ula'acher shalo pasul v'sha'acher kosher. Somebody has two kelim, both of them hold spring water. One kli he filled up with the spring water, that kli is his. And one kli somebody else filled up with spring water and asked him to be mekadesh to put the ashes into the water. And he took ashes from the pyre of Duma in both hands, and at the same time he put the ashes in both kelim. The din is the water that he filled up is pasul, and the water that somebody else filled up is kosher. And the water that he filled up is pasul because since he put the ashes into both kelim at the same time, that which he put ash into the other kli invalidates this kli. That's considered a malacha, since it's a different kiddush entirely. It's no different than any other malacha, and therefore the water that he filled up is possible, since he did a malacha at the same time that he put the ashes into the water. As we explained, it's as if the malacha was done before the ashes fell in the water, because the effort that he put into the malacha certainly started before the ashes fell into the water, so that invalidates his own spring water. But the kli that holds his friend's spring water would not be possible. As we said, a malacha that is done by somebody else cannot possible the water that was filled up by another person. Somebody who has two kelim, both of them hold spring water to be used for the kiddush of the eifer of the pyre of Duma, and they were filled up by two other people. He didn't fill it up himself. Two different people filled up the kelim with spring water and asked him to be mekadesh it, and he put the ashes into both kelim at the same time. The water in both kelim are kosher, as a malacha that he does to somebody else's water cannot possible it, even though he put the ashes into both kelim at the same time. So putting the ashes in one kli is considered a malacha as far as the other kli is concerned. Even so, that malacha will not possible it, since the water is not his. If Reuben and Shimon both filled up spring water to be used for the kiddush of the eifer of the pyre of Duma, and neither one of them wanted to be mekadesh their own water, they didn't want to put the ashes into their own water, instead they switched. Reuben asked Shimon to put the ashes into his water, and Shimon asked Reuben to put the ashes in his water. The din is that only the first one to do the kiddush with that water be kosher, but the second one that does the kiddush, that water is pasul. The din is that any malacha, any activity that's done in between the filling up of the water and the putting the ashes into the water would pasul the water. So therefore, if Reuben is mekadesh Shimon's water before Shimon is mekadesh Reuben's water, so in such a case, Shimon's water would be kosher while Reuben's water would be pasul. And when Reuben was mekadesh Shimon's water first, no malacha was done in between the milui of the mayim, the filling up of Shimon's water, and the kiddush, the putting the eifer into the water. Shimon did not do any malacha in between. But when Shimon was mekadesh Reuben's water, Reuben had done a malacha in between the filling up of the water and the time that Shimon put the ashes into Reuben's water. And the malacha that Reuben did was putting the ashes in Shimon's water. So since Reuben did a malacha from the time that he filled up the water and before Shimon put the ash in his water, the malacha that Reuven does passes his own water, even though he's not the one to put the ashes in his own water. Shimon was the one who put the ash in the water. But that makes no difference. Since the water is Reuven's, and Reuven did a malacha, he put the ashes into Shimon's water, that malacha passes his water, and when Shimon put the ashes in his water is invalid, it's possible to be used for the paradum. Malele va'amalelach. Ha'acharon kashrut. If Reuven asked Shimon to fill up water for him to be used for the eifah of the paraduma, and Shimon asked Reuven to fill up water for him to be used for the eifah of the paraduma, each one of them filled up water for the other. Only the achron is kosher. Only the second one to fill up water would his water be kosher. But the first one who filled up water, for example, Reuven filled up water for Shimon first, that water is possible because it's his filling up the water for Shimon. And after he filled up the water for Shimon, Shimon filled up water for Reuven. That's the malacha that Shimon did, that he filled up water for Reuven. And he did that malacha after Reuven had already filled up the water for him. And since he did a malacha after his water was filled up, his water is possible. It's no longer valid to be used for the eifah, the paradum. But Reuven's water, on the other hand, is kosher. And Shimon filled up the water for Reuven only after Reuven had filled up the water for Shimon. So therefore, no malacha was done in between the time that Shimon filled up the water for Reuven and putting the ashes into the water that was filled for Reuven. So therefore, Reuven's water is kosher, while Shimon's water is positive. If Reuven had already filled up water to be used for the eifah, the paraduma, and he gave that water to Shimon and asked Shimon, please be mekadesh my water, put the ash of the paraduma in my water, and after that, I'll go fill up water for you to be used for the eifah, the paraduma. So it's Reuven's water and Shimon's water are kosher. And since Shimon put the ash into Reuven's water before Reuven filled up water for Shimon, so no malacha was done in between the time that Reuven filled up the water and the time that Shimon put the ash in the water for Reuven. And since no malacha was done in between the Milo Mayim and the Kiddush of the Eifah of the Paraduma, both waters are kosher. Malele ba'kadesh lach shneim su. If Reuven had not yet filled up water to be used for the Eifah of the Paraduma, and Shimon had already filled up water to be used for the Eifah of the Paraduma, and Reuven asked Shimon, please fill up water for me to be used for the eifah of the paraduma, and after you do that, I'll be mekadesh your water. I'll put the ash of the paraduma into your water. In such a case, both Reuven's water and Shimon's water are possible to be used to sprinkle on people that are tamei mason. The reason being is that Reuven's water is possible because Reuven did a malacha in between the time that Shimon had filled up water for him and putting the ashes into his water. As he was mekadesh Shimon's water after Shimon had already filled up water for him. So that which he was Makadi Shimon's water, the malacha, which passes up his water, as he cannot do a malacha in between the Milo Amayim and the Nesina Zay for the Paradu. And Shimon's water is puzzle as well, as Shimon also did a malacha after his water was filled, as after he filled his water, he went ahead and filled water for Reuven before Reuven had a chance to put the ashes into his water. So since both of them did a malacha in between the Milo Amayim and the Nesina Zay for, both of their waters are kosher to be used to sprinkle on tomato mason.